The Man in Black from Westworld and the Man in Black from The Princess Bride meet the CEO from Weyland Industries in the Alien series. The scene opens with the three men sitting in a conference room and someone watching those lives, where they want to be most of those, their secondary places that changed me, made a small amazing and made at least that I was going to try to. So,
gentlemen, what brings us here today?
And what we really missed well, I'm here to talk about a little business proposition. And what kind of business proposition is that? I'm here to propose that we work together to create a new kind of simulation. And say, you know, kind of this relationship. A new kind of simulation. Yes. Instead, a simulation that is more realistic than anything that has come before. A simulation that is so real that it will be indistinguishable from reality. And really, I don't think it's acquired beyond if and how do you plan on doing that? I have a few ideas, but I'll need your help to make them a reality. The CEO of Wallen Industries looks at the two men in blacks in silence and say, in 1970s, I'd have $76.43.5 million in that way, in really $1975,000 and all this. I'm intrigued. Tell me more. The man in black from The Princess Bride leans forward and tells the CEO of Wallen Industries his plan. The CEO of Wallen Industries listens intently. And the man in black is finished. The CEO smiles. Quality. Patrick. And the three men shake hands.
Excellent.
Now let's get started. The scene fades to black. You can imagine that the three men would have a lot to discuss. They would all be interested in the, you know, potential of creating a new kind of simulation, but they would also have different motivations. The man in black from Westworld would be interested in creating a simulation that is more real than anything that has come before. He wants to experience something that is truly real, even if it is just a simulation. And a man in black from The Princess Bride would be interested in creating a simulation that he can use to control people. He wants to create a world where he is the master of everything. And the CEO of Weyland Industries would be interested in creating a simulation that he can sell to people. He wants to make money by providing people with the experience of a lifetime. So it would be interesting to see how these three men work together to create their new simulation. They'd have to overcome their differences and work towards a common goal. But if they are successful, they could create something that will change the world forever.